Hi there. The word for you today is decisions, decisions, decisions. Ever say that? Sure you have. Psalm 25 verse 4 says, O Lord, point out the road for me to follow. Even simple decisions can be stressful. Ever watch a child struggle to choose between chocolate or strawberry ice cream? And bigger decisions like whom to marry? Which career to choose, whether to buy a house or to undergo high-risk surgery, etc. Hey, those decisions can be downright nerve-wracking. But you can reduce your stress level by following these biblical principles. I'm going to give you three of them, okay? Number one, do the research. Proverbs 18 verse 13 says, anyone who answers without listening is foolish and confused. First, get all the facts and avoid making decisions you'll later regret. Knowledge was never more accessible than it is today through the internet, through helpful books, and especially God's Word. Psalm 119 verse 98 says, your commands are my constant guide. Second thing you need to do in order to make good decisions is talk to God. David wrote, show me the right path, O Lord, point out the road for me to follow. Consulting God helps prevent premature decisions, clarifies your real priorities in life, and prepares you to hear God's counsel. Is God interested in my decisions, you ask? Absolutely. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights, he doesn't just direct your steps. He delights in every detail of their lives. And number three, be open to new ideas. Don't get trapped in old mindsets. Again, Solomon weighs in Proverbs 18 verse 15, reading from the Message. Wise men and women are always learning, always listening for fresh insights. Clinging to the familiar can be crippling. God may choose to lead you along a new path of fresh insight. So breathe deeply, seek his wisdom, and open your heart to receive it. And let me add a fourth point here, okay? Get advice from trusted friends. The old Celtic proverb says it's a hard road that's walked alone. And God never designed you to do this alone. So follow Solomon's counsel here, Proverbs 12 verse 15. Reading from the Living Bible, a fool thinks he needs no advice, but a wise man listens to others. Okay?